Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor.fm to get started.
Kevin Max, Curse of the Thunder is alive and well. We got a whole bunch of playoff basketball to talk about. We got the Blazers. We got all kinds of stuff going on. Let's go.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
David Blum.
Yes.
Just in case you didn't know your name, listen, we're here for the NBA playoffs, after buzz, after so whatnot, man. Playoff basketball is running rampant. It's running wild, brother. But let me start to my left. It's my man, that adorable chair up to the left, man. The man that knows all things basketball, all things sports, all things everything. David Blum.
Too much. I know too much. I think it's a problem.
It is a problem, but you still get up with your studies. You still get good grades. You're looking at colleges, man. But you don't let this everything else.
Promotion.
You still got the girl. You ain't lose your girl yet to your sports addiction.
No, she's still here. It's been a year.
She's still hanging tough.
A year in. Like 2 weeks?
Maybe better. Those are certain dates you need to know, man. Mm-hmm. Listen, that's one of them, man. It is I, Evan T. Mack, man. There's a whole bunch of games. When a week goes by, playoff basketball, there's games every single day.
Every day.
So let's just get into it. Let me just start with your team right out the gate. Oh, but first of all, shout out to the chat. Charlene was good. Star Drew was good. Appreciate y'all for being in here, hanging with us right now. Golden State Warriors, Los Angeles Clippers.
Oh, left.
Golden State Warriors are up 3-1. It's been a little bit tougher series than the Golden State Warriors are thinking.
Mm-hmm.
Take me through your first thoughts on that game.
Well, sadly, the show's on a Monday, and game two was on a Monday.
I know.
So I had no opportunity last week. It is so in the past now, but I will want to speak a little bit on that, the largest playoff comeback in history.
Oh, do tell.
31 points, something about the Warriors in 3-1. They're down up 3-1 now, so watch out, Warriors fans. But no, I think first of all, going on that game, because we talked about the first game, and you know the Clippers had the lead, not the lead, but they had the game in their sights for about two and a half quarters,
yeah.
And then the Warriors just took it. That's what happened in game four as well. They had it. They had a 5-point lead at the end of the third, and then going into the fourth, they were super, super, super close. And what happened was going into the fourth quarter and through that fourth quarter, it was the shooting. You know, players have said, like Doc said and Pat Bev said, it was they're a tough team. The Warriors, I've said before, are a team that can really get it going in the clutch, and they play the best team basketball. When Steph is having an off night, Klay has a big night. When Klay has an off night, Durant has a big night. They have enough pieces like that who can score from just about anywhere to take over a game in the fourth, and that's what they did. But looking at this Warriors team, they're having a real tough time.
Yeah.
The Clippers, one, came back on them, which was super impressive. It was a complete, they forced turnovers, completely derailed the Warriors. Lou Williams scored 36 points.
Yeah.
And first 36 and 10 game off the bench since, what, Sam Cassell?
Sounds about right.
In the playoffs?
Sounds about right.
Game three, they showed up. The Clippers, the leading scorer was Ivica Zubac in the fourth. He got 18 in garbage time. And the rest of the game was just a complete blowout. Curry was scoring and Durant put up 38.
Nothing you can do.
But this game four, they had a real, real, real hard time against this Clippers team.
Yeah, so for game four, Durant put in 33, 12 for 21. That's to me. What's so funny is this: how I know the bar is raised so low for these people. LeBron James gets unexpected, unrealistic expectations because he's supposed to score that. Durant's supposed to score that. This time in the playoffs last year, LeBron was averaging that.
Mm-hmm.
So like, I don't care about you dropping 33. I don't care about you dropping 38.
He's supposed to be dropping.
You better
like 30
be dropping 30 plus, man.
If he's hitting like 24 or something,
man,
then there's a
hear,
problem.
Ain't nobody trying to hear that, man. Ain't trying to hear about y'all. This I play the game the right way. Ain't nobody trying to hear that, man. Score the basketball, man. And so it's one of those things where Curry had an off night, 10 and 10, terrible, terrible, terrible night. But who's y'all's cat number 17, man? I can't get that dude out of my mind.
My 17?
Houston number
17? Garrett Temple.
That dude, let me tell you something. Let me tell you what's a big mistake.
This is the first show ever, let me just say, that will ever give any love to Garrett Temple.
That's how you know.
And probably the last. So, Garrett, if you're out there watching, which you might be.
I hope you are, because
just enjoy.
Because ain't nobody else going to talk about what I'm about to talk about.
Please do. Nobody will.
There's certain nuances of the game that I follow, man. And let me tell you something right now. When that young man is on Klay Thompson, for whatever reason, Klay cannot score.
He was on Curry too. He stuck with Curry. There was this one play where Curry, he ran up, around like two picks, and Garrett Temple, I'm thinking of Jamichael Green as well. I'll get to him in a second. Garrett Temple sprinted across the court, shot the gap, and was right there with Curry, and Curry missed
the three. But here's my problem. Why are y'all taking him off Klay Thompson? His games where he exploded, the game where he blew up and he was doing all his... Oh, Klay Thompson's on fire. He was not on him. He was not on him. Doc took him off him. He's not... You have to reckon... Man, that was always my biggest frustration when I played, is when the coach is like, oh, you always worry about scoring. And Evan's not scoring, and I'm never a scorer. I was a good defender. But if the guy that I'm defending is not scoring...
You're doing a good job. You're doing a damn good job.
Why are you worried about me scoring? So when I sit on the bench and you put that score on, he's getting torched. Like, I never understood. Like, this guy can lock down Klay for whatever reason. I'm telling you, he was giving Klay fits. Mm-hmm. And the second they put him off on somebody else, Klay started getting hot. It's one of those things where it frustrates me, where those are little things about the game that bothered me. I'm not saying that they would win either way. I'm just saying that guy has a bright future. You heard it here first. He can lock people down, and it's only going to be a matter of time we were talking about him in regards of being a great defender. Nobody has to listen to me now. That's okay. That's why I do what I do. When I'm way ahead of the curve on this one, man. The Warriors are going to close out the show in Oracle.
Yeah.
That last game four was big. It took the heart of the Clippers. It's the classic I took the heart game. It's they needed that 113-105. They really, really needed that game. They lost that game. Pat Bev 10-10, 5 assists. Shea 25, 9-15, 4-4 free throw line. Just not enough.
You know he's a rookie though, right?
I'm not told you. Well, talked about this off air. This Clipper team is going to get two max players. They're way ahead of the curve. Mm-hmm. They're in the playoffs right now. This is literally house money to me. They got one game off the Warriors.
Oh, they did. That was this.
The Cavs didn't get one win off the Warriors last year.
No, this loss, even though it was a loss, it was a successful game. Players showed out. You had Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. Yes, his name's pronounced Gilgeous-Alexander.
There you go.
He showed up with 25. You had Landry Shamet hitting threes, rookie. You had Jerome Robinson. And the star, in my opinion, besides for Pat Bev and maybe like a Shai, for this Clippers team, this playoffs, and yes, Danilo Gallinari has not been playing very well.
Don't get me started. We don't got enough time for that.
We don't have enough time.
I'm about to...
If we do a Clipper show again, if y'all remember like a year ago, we'll get into that. But Jamichael Green, coming over from the trade deadline from the Grizzlies for Avery Bradley, along with Garrett Temple, has been playing excellent basketball at the five position. And I just want to say that is one of the biggest pieces of heart for the Clippers, and I hope, as a fan, I hope they do keep him as well as Temple. And I hope they progress their guys like Shai, I still can't remember. I know Gilgeous, though. And, guys like Shamet. Jeez, these names. And, guys like Jerome Robinson. But overall, as a series?
You're fine, I'm telling you.
We're fine.
Y'all ain't supposed to win this series, man. No. Y'all listen. Listen, this team is way ahead of schedule. Trust me, in a year or two, you're going to be the one sitting back here sipping on your drink, sipping on your Starbucks, then blue, and you're going to be, I told y'all!
Oh.
I told y'all!
I said it a while. And if you're like a Kawhi or a Durant, you look at this team and you think, the only thing missing from a championship run is me, is a superstar, is one... We don't even need the Clippers don't even need I get carried away. Two max deals. We get the one, you save up the money, you maybe get some players around there. That's all you need. Yeah. All you need is a Kawhi. All you need is a Durant. Maybe not an Anthony Davis. No offense, Pelicans fans. But we'll see. But a guy like Kawhi Leonard, who has been rumored to come to
LA. Kawhi's coming to LA, man.
If he does, he sees this team and says, that team plays with heart. Unlike my team, unlike my Spurs team, that's a team I want to play for. Doc's a coach I want to play for. Ballmer's an owner I want to play for. And LA's a city I want to live in. And that's why I truly believe the Clippers have such a bright future ahead of them.
You better believe it. So, yeah, with that being said, David, can you tell the lovely people at home how they can find us and like and subscribe? And all
yes,
that
you can.
Stuff,
you can
man.
Find us at AfterBuzz Sports as well as many other AfterBuzz shows on both the AfterBuzz channel and the AfterBuzz Sports channel. Please like and subscribe. Thanks to all the fans, the viewers, coming in the chat every single Monday, Tuesday, whenever these shows happen.
Appreciate you.
Go ahead, give us 5 stars on iTunes as well. Thanks for being the best fans in the world.
Thank you very much, guys. I appreciate you, man. Heywood Wong in the chat. Jenna, what's going on, boo? I appreciate all of y'all as usual. We gonna move to the East Coast. We gonna move to my pick to come out of the East over the Milwaukee Bucks, and that's the Boston Celtics. Just because I gotta stick with my the first day of the NBA basketball season, mm-hmm. I said Boston's going to the finals. Therefore, I will stick to that pick. I will not waffle. Doesn't mean I'm right. I just will stick with my pick. And they looking real, real good, ain't they?
I like that.
They looking real, real good because they're the first team in the playoffs to move on mm-hmm. in the second round. They have swept the Pacers. The Pacers didn't have Oli D, man. So it's like they're playing with house money as well.
Yes.
When you got someone as great as Victor being hurt, that's their front man. Everyone's like, man, they're doing well for blah, blah, blah. Yeah, they did as well as they could without their max guy.
It's hard without a guy. Okay, Victor Oladipo.
He's a baller.
Came out of nowhere. You didn't expect him to be this much, you know, this good. And all of a sudden, Victor Oladipo is like the leading scorer on the Pacers. He's leading this team. What? They were the third seed before he got hurt. And yes. It was really hard to see him get hurt like that. Such a great talent, such a young guy. I know he's going to have such a bright future. I hope it's in Indiana.
Yeah.
And I hope they get one more star and really kind of take over that Eastern Conference as much as they can. But it's really hard playing without a star. You see the Pistons doing it as well without Blake. Those two games, they didn't have them. Yeah, it's the Bucks, but they weren't getting blown out. And once he comes back, it's kind of close. Man. You see how difficult it is to play without not only the talent, but yeah. the energy and the heart that a superstar brings to a team.
100%. And that's one of those things where, listen, Boston, just like I told you last week, this is what happened. Man. Brad Stevens, he started drawing it up, man. He starts coaching. This is where coaches earn their money in the postseason. This is where players earn their money in the postseason. Mm-hmm. So everything's coming together. And I'm not saying Brad Stevens is the better coach in the Indiana coach, but it's just the way his players coming together. Yeah, Hayward gave you 20.
Yeah.
Horford gave you 12. Unk gave you 7 assists, which is crazy because, you know, if he's passing the ball, Lord have mercy, there must be Haley's Comet or an apocalypse happening or a mudslide in a third world country when he's passing the ball and mm-hmm. dropping 7. Now, I don't know what happened, man. Woke up on the right side of the bed. Kyrie Irving's assisting the ball. But anyway, so it's one of those things where it's a perfect storm right now. They move on. It should be a very, very interesting second round.
Oh, I'm excited.
I'm telling you, this pick is a very dangerous pick, but I stick with my guns.
But you got to also remember the Bucks are up 3-0. God. The only reason they haven't advanced first is scheduling.
That's the only reason. Why.
I see them beating the Pistons very easy. And jump over to that.
It's 20-8. Detroit versus Milwaukee right now. You could be wrong.
Well, goodness me, I'm wrong. You're 2019 no, no. NBA champion, the Detroit Pistons, everybody.
No. Mm-hmm. But because I tell you now, 20 minutes is going to be like 45-20. They ain't going to score.
You know Giannis Antetokounmpo is on that team, right? Or did you like forget?
I'm thinking about it is I'm not anointed that young man yet. He's great, man.
I'm starting to.
Nah.
I think he has an excellent play. You know, he's a great interior play. I think he's
interior is all he can do.
He uses the long body very well, and he can take anybody off the dribble. And I mean anybody. He could be at the 3-point line and put it on the floor and score against anybody.
I guess we'll see when it gets deep in the playoffs. Young whippersnapper.
All right.
When they build that wall, that little wall. The zone is not working, by the way, Detroit. Words of the wise. Stop. This ain't college, man. I tell people this all the time. No. But this is why I don't like college basketball, because that zone does not work.
Does not work.
Because Giannis is getting better at passing. So now he's better. Listen, for the young whippersnappers out there, the young Bucks, I mean the real, real, real young Bucks out there, one little thing about basketball, the way you beat the zone is by passing. You beat the zone by passing. You pass it in the post, and you pass it out. Pass it in the post, pass it to the sideline. So you have to make the guys go side to side, whatnot. Hit the open jump shots. And guess what Milwaukee has a lot of? People that can shoot. This is why the zone does not work. Stop doing the zone. Goodness gracious. It is the most horrifying thing to watch at a professional level. Stop zoning, Giannis. He's smarter than that. The kid's smart. He just passes out of it, then he reposts, or he passes to Middleton, or he passes to anybody that can shoot a J, and then you notice what it's 3-0 right now, right?
Mm-hmm. They're running a lot of zone. 3-0. And the one thing I do always say, you know, when watching basketball is if someone's being double teamed, someone's open.
Yeah.
If you're being double teamed, I guarantee one, at least one person's open.
You got a good at math, right? That's basic mathematics right
Think
there.
Think about it. So you're 5-on-5,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
And 1-on-1.
Yeah.
But if you got 2-on-1, uh-huh, you gotta take the one from the 1-on-1.
Yeah.
And now one person is 0-on-1.
That's math.
Now he's open. Sports and math, they're the exact same thing.
Arithmetic, man. Man, you're getting all kinds of stuff when you tune into this show. You get mathematical equations, man. I'm the worst mathematician in this entire building. So I'm glad Dave Blue took the reins, because I was getting a little confused when he said 1 and 0, binary codes, whatnots, and geometric shapes and stuff like trigonometry. Stop it, David! I can't stay in school.
I gotta throw up the math in
Please
here.
Please stop doing
the
that.
Smart stuff.
We get to Portland Trail Blazers for the Oklahoma City Thunder, it's not been as a close series as everyone's acting like it is.
No.
Portland has been beating the brakes off the Thunder, man.
And you know what? You know, it's it's a lot of guys, but it's mainly one man. One, you know, Oakland. Born one, zero numbered,
that
one
ball,
rap career in.
That kicking ball, boy.
Damian Lillard, everybody. Damian Lillard.
What did I tell y'all last week? Did I say they got the best backcourt in basketball? People don't have to agree with that, man. I don't give a damn what you say. They going to keep proving me right when they beat this team 4-1 and move on against whoever. The thing about Portland is always going to be there at least until CJ and Dame Dot start getting older. They're always going to be there. Who knows, man? This team is very, very weird at how they always advance. They're just well coached. They're really good. I like Aminu. I like CJ.
Yeah.
I like Dame. I like Cantor. I like the squad. I don't know how far they can go. I wouldn't dare say that. But they beat, listen, Russ, the curse of the Oklahoma City Thunder, man, is alive and well, man. And you can just blame me. You ain't got to blame Russ. Everybody blaming Russ this morning on the sports shows I was watching today. But they didn't blame me. Y'all need to blame me. I am the reason why Oklahoma City will never advance far in the playoffs. I have cursed that team for eternity. Listen, man. Russ, stop shooting the basketball.
He can't shoot as well as Dame. He doesn't shoot as well as Dame.
Man, Dame's a marksman.
Straight up, just good spot up shooter, can catch it from anywhere, shoot with any time left on the clock.
A marksman.
Fabulous shooter. Paul George, he needs to step up his game, but to kind of shift over, you know, to the other team. Right? I think, you know, PG should be the type of person to take over a game, and they're clearly not winning. And look, I'm not trying to put all the blame. I think Russ takes a lot of blame, but come on.
You better.
You're Paul George. Like, you got to be able to take over a game like Russ tries to do. Man, I need more out of PG. I don't care if he's dropping 40 every night. I need more out of PG. But to talk about the Blazers for a second.
Please.
I have a lot of faith in that team. And you're right. They're very weird. But I think they've hit their peak.
Without question. This is the best they will ever get.
There's nothing they can do to that team. There's no player they can add. There's no player that wants to come. There's no draft pick they can get. There's no way they can improve without getting any worse. I feel like it's honestly like, because I know too much about this team, the Clippers a couple of years ago. Blake, CP, and DJ, they hit their peak. They got about third seed, and that was as good as they got, and that was it. The same with this Blazers team. Yes, they play great basketball, but they don't play good enough basketball.
Yeah, and we'll see. I'm never worried about them in the first round, no matter who they draw. I want to see how they do in the second round.
That's going to be important versus...
Yeah, we'll see. It's looking like, good Lord. It's looking like it's either the Nuggets or the Spurs.
Exactly.
You see what I'm saying? We'll see already that with that matchup, no matter who comes out of that matchup. I had the Spurs coming out of it, but it's a test. It's a test. And it's very interesting to see, man. I just want everybody to understand something here, man. Damian Lillard is a better basketball player than Russell Westbrook. Period.
You heard it here first, folks.
It's period. Man, listen, this is not nothing personal, man. You act like I don't like... I say I cursed the Oklahoma City Thunder. I cursed the organization for foolishness.
So if Russ decided to be a Durant and dip, he wouldn't be cursed anymore?
He even didn't think about it. Exactly, because the curse is the organization.
Oh.
So who's ever under the umbrella of this organization will forever find themselves somehow getting bounced out of the playoffs and unexpectedly. And it's going to be weird, but it's my black magic, man. No pun intended. Black magic over here. But listen, man, so it's one of those things where, and Russ backed himself into a corner, man. He backed himself to a corner with his whole, like, I'm loyal. I'm like, all right, bro.
Be loyal.
You go ahead, bro.
Enjoy being loyal.
You're going to be extra loyal, because I'm telling you right now, he is... he's going to be coming down off his peak by the start of next year.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be next year.
Just, you know, he's not a pure enough scorer. And I will say that he doesn't score the ball well enough just because he does not shoot well enough.
Period.
That's it.
Period.
He can dunk, he can drive, he can lay up, he can defend, but he can't shoot enough. Mm-mm. I think he's got enough athleticism to defend a little bit.
I think he can. I think he's great, bro. I think he's a better defender than people give him credit for.
Exactly.
Because defending is not just about your body type. It's about effort. Everyone's like, defending is about effort. I go, yeah, but if you're small, you can still get took. But you see what Dela Vadova was doing. It was effort. He was going against a better player in Steph Curry, mm-hmm. but he just gave him all he could handle, man.
You have to want to,
and Russ wants to. That's why I think he's a pretty good defender. Mm-hmm. He's a really, I think, because he has the desire to play, you know. And it's one of those things where, like I said, I'm rooting for the young man. I'm rooting for him, but it ain't gonna be in Oklahoma.
He loves the game, but I mean, if he stays in Oklahoma, that team also hit their peak. That team as well. They've put together such a great squad, mm-hmm. and yet they can't do anything.
No.
There's nothing else the squad can. This individual squad, not like the team or the organization, but the squad they've put together can do to be better. And that's, you know, them in the tough West against the Warriors, against the Rockets, against teams like the Nuggets. There's no way they can get better. And if they come back 3-1, we'll both be wrong, but I really don't see that happening. He's laughing over here. I don't see that happening.
Listen, there's very few things I know better than myself. It's basketball. Listen, where we at right now? Book it. They will not win the series. They lucky they don't get blown up by 20 points in Portland.
Oh my God, they're going back to Portland.
Oh, yes, they are.
Oh my God.
What was that? 3 + 1 = 4. Oh yeah, game 5.
Yeah.
That's important.
Yeah, that's game 5. And I'm thinking think about it. The Blazers got the first one. Then the second one, then the fourth one, Well, then they get the fifth one and they win. No, that's four. That's 1, 2, 3.
Math.
That's four. More math, ladies and gentlemen.
We got the Rockets versus the Utah Jazz. The Rockets are doing what they're supposed to do. They're still weirdly a fourth seed, which messes up everyone's fantasy of the Rockets going against the Warriors in the Western Conference Finals. You are probably going to get that matchup second round.
I like that, though.
I do, too, because the Warriors never get tested. They don't get tested till like pretty much the end of the
week.
So they're going to get tested right at the gate, and then if they get through that, they'll have to go against Portland or San Antonio or Denver. So it's interesting to see. It's 3-0. They should wrap it up tonight, I think they play. This will be the last game. Utah will not have enough.
No.
Because the last game, James Harden, he didn't score a field goal into the fourth quarter.
If he goes 0-15 to start off the game, yeah.
and you lose
the game,
that's
on your home court.
Be depressed.
You're not winning. You're not winning another game.
Because I'm telling you right now, that ain't happening tonight. I bet you right. He's too great. I'm telling you, that 0-15 thing, that literally was the Utah, the Mormons day? They Mormon belt? That was like the Mormon belt was like a whole bunch of religious magic was helping for y'all because mm-hmm. he was 0-15. I am telling you right now, as God is my witness, he ain't going 0-15 tonight.
No. And, you know, I think him going 0-15, you know, only scoring 20, scoring in the fourth, 14 in the fourth, 8 in the other three quarters. That was the best thing that could have happened to this Rockets team. And I mean that sincerely. Because the Rockets proved to not only the fans, not only the organization, but to themselves that they don't only need to play hero ball. They don't only need Harden to score 30, 40, 50, 60. They can have guys like CP3 and, you know, guys like even like Austin Rivers deep in the bench scoring a lot of points, you know.
It's a damn good point. It's a great point because the whole narrative this year has been like they can't win without James Harden dropping 50 or they can't. That was the whole narrative.
That was the narrative. Yeah. It was the narrative of this idea of hero ball. And
they needed that.
Win. Exactly. Personally, I always thought, okay, this Rockets team is not going to be able to get anywhere if Harden goes 0-15. He goes 0-15 and they still win. Given it was by 3, given it was, you know, a Jazz team that have come off 2 losses, but even still. Donovan Mitchell, you know, and Rudy Gobert are no joke.
Donovan's a little streaky, isn't he, though, sometimes?
Sometimes, but he's still good all-star caliber player.
Second year.
In my opinion. Yeah, second year. Yeah. Give him time. Yeah. But to win a game like that with Harden doing as poorly as he did, this Rockets team has so much potential. And I'm so, so, so ready to see them go up against the Warriors.
Me too.
As much as it pains me to have the Warriors win this series, not even as a Clippers fan, as an NBA fan.
Yeah, man.
But to see that matchup early, the Warriors get a test, and the Rockets can prove themselves. And if they beat this Warriors team, they're going to the finals.
That's what I said.
Oh, my God.
I got them in the finals, but of course, it's poetic. They have to get through the Warriors early to get there. If they but here goes, you know what's funny? You know why this is it's so interesting? Basketball is very interesting because this is why I think... Oh, I did say this, but my pick to win it all, if I didn't tell y'all, is the Rockets. Milwaukee is no joke. That's what everybody knows. If they get by Boston, which I think Rockets in Boston to me is a more entertaining series.
I would love that series. That's 2-4s.
26% the viewership is down because I don't know, maybe my guy's not playing. That is the most in a long, long, long time. And I know it's because of my guy, but we don't want to talk about my guy because being the face of the league, 26% viewership, people are not watching right now. But I'm telling you, one of the best series ever would be Boston versus the Rockets.
Yes, it would.
It'd be amazing.
It would be incredible.
7-game series, I believe. It'd be 7-game knockdown, drag out, spectacular series. But what I'm trying to say about the Rockets is, what's so beautiful about this is, as the playoffs go on and time goes on, what happens? You know, injuries can happen. And then, you know, the guy I'm always hard on, the guy that you just, if the wind blows a certain way, he stub his toe and he's out for 6 weeks, Chris Paul. Isn't it ironic that he might be 100% healthy and it's an earlier series to go against the Warriors? So he'll be at full strength. So it literally is like it's this poetic storm happening here where if everything falls into place, they both have one game left and they meet and everyone's healthy. We might have a real legitimate 7-game series. We might have the Western Conference Finals next week.
Very much
excuse
so.
Me, excuse me, this week. Good Lord, it's only Monday. Wow, this it week. They'll start.
The week just started, ladies and gentlemen.
Now you know me, bro. I don't wish any bad luck on Chris CB3. He gets on my damn nerves. Because he gets hurt at the most inopportune time.
Man. Oh my God, I went into this last week.
You
I will
know
spare,
you're a Clippers fan.
I will spare you. But he's been hurt a lot. He's got a lot of damage on his body, and you know, one wrong step, one bad play, one gust of wind, and
gust
he can
wind,
get
man.
Hurt. He could get hurt mid-game. He could get hurt bowling like Andrew Bynum.
That is ridiculous. Yeah. No.
Things can happen. So just, I don't expect him, I say it every year, but I don't expect him to get hurt
severely.
Please
don't.
But
I'm begging you.
I do think if this series goes six, he might get tired. He could pull a hamstring. He could tear an Achilles. You don't know. And that's the thing about Chris Paul is he's so streaky, not in his play, but in his health. And that's one thing that I think both kept the Clippers and the Rockets out of the finals these last couple of years. Okay, Clippers not the finals, but the Clippers...
Who knows, though,
the
bro.
Western Conference Finals.
Yeah, bro, for real, man. It's a real thing.
If the Clippers were super healthy throughout all these playoff
Blake
series...
Blake Griffin, Chris Paul are the reason why y'all have never been in the Western Conference
exactly.
Finals in their era.
Who knows?
I'm telling
knows?
You, man. They.
If Chris Paul was healthy during this Warriors-Rockets series, who knows?
Game 7, but this neither here nor there. Denver, San Antonio, the only teams that are really going at it, battling, truly, it's a real competitive series. It's 2-2.
I like this series.
I do a lot. A of, you lot. Know, I got this. The thing about it is, this is what I love about Greg Popovich, to me, the greatest basketball coach who ever lived. He always gives you a dogfight. This is Denver. This is number 2 seed. This team, everybody says, is really good, and they are really good. They're great,
they
actually. And when they push the tempo, they're better than a lot of teams. I don't like the way the San Antonio Spurs fell into that. I don't like them pushing the tempo like that. I like them slowing the game down in half court. That's neither here nor there. That's why they took the L. And I think it's really, really cool to see how Greg Popovich will give you all you can handle with a well-coached, well-organized, disciplined, great passing, great defensive, selective shooting team, which is the Spurs going against the Nuggets. We go where we go to. Are we going back to Denver?
Going back to Denver, going back to Pepsi Center.
Which to me, that's the series right there. Whoever wins that game.
Mm-hmm. Because it is so hard, I will say this a million times, to play in Denver with that elevation.
It is, though. It's a real, people, listen, everyone thinks it's nonsense in your head. No, guys, they're a mile high. But
oh, yeah.
It's real. The air is thinner, man. It's science. It's science. We got science and math today, man. It's science.
It is going to be a tough game. I think Greg Popovich, like you said, is the greatest basketball coach,
ever.
If all time.
Ever.
Phenomenal team play. You know, even DeMar DeRozan, you know, moving the ball. They're playing a very team effort. White, oh my God, putting up 30-plus.
Anomaly, but he can still do it.
Playing incredibly. I think LaMarcus Aldridge is still good. You
so
know,
do I.
DeRozan still is a superstar, in my opinion.
He
I
is.
Think if there's three tiers, he's about tier two.
Yep.
But then again,
that's
on the
fair.
Other side, the other team, look at Denver. They have, you know, they have Jokic, their best player, but the kid I like out of this Denver team is Jamal Murray.
He's a baller, man.
Incredible. The one thing this Denver team's been able to do this whole season is create players. create better players from players who started off the season not that good.
100%.
They, like, even Isaiah Thomas on that team, which people don't even realize. They
forget just how fast he went from being almost a $200 million man to an afterthought.
Mm-hmm. He got traded to the Cavs, went to the Lakers, now he's here.
Ain't that crazy?
His career was up and down, then up and down. It's incredible. I hope he gets another up because I really like him as a player. I like his heart. I like his intensity.
Absolutely.
But that Nuggets team, they remind me a lot of the type of... Like a switching over to football for a second, like a Packers team that create good wide receivers, or a Patriots team that can create good running backs and wide receivers out of players who they just picked up, who they just drafted. That's exactly what this Nuggets team does.
I agree.
You know, they say they play with a great tempo.
They do. They do.
You know, they play good defense. I think they play an excellent form of team basketball, and truly, that's why I think they'll pass the Spurs, but do not sleep on this being a 7-game series.
Do not. It has 7-game written all over it. Put it like this, Greg Popovich is no stranger to that, but the Denver Nuggets, if they were to win, they need a tough 7-game series to test their team. Mm-hmm. I think it shows more grit if you can get through a 7-game series against an all-time great coach, an all-time great team, an all-time great organization, all-time great GM. And I think if you win that series and you move on, you're going to be a problem for the Trailblazers.
I want to see that series. Blazers-Nuggets?
That'd be really good. So we got Milwaukee and Detroit going on right now. Milwaukee's looking to close it out. Detroit's up right now by a very little margin.
Oh, the margin close?
I knew it would. That's why I thought it was funny to say that. I knew it closed, bro. Last time I checked, it was like 4 points. Mm-hmm. But like it closed quick. But it's one of those things where Milwaukee is, they're not just Antetokounmpo, who is sensational. Please, if y'all can't pronounce his name, stop saying Greek freak. That's lazy. Y'all do that because y'all scared to pronounce his name. I'm so tired of people saying Greek freak. Stop calling somebody a freak. That is a negative connotation, man. Giannis Antetokounmpo. Say it. It's a cool name to say. Dave, see how easy, how eloquent David say that?
Giannis Antetokounmpo.
You see that right there? That's just eloquence, man. That's professional. Fun. That's professionalism right there, man.
I enjoy
it. Stop shortening his name to some weird nickname because y'all afraid to announce his name. But anyways,
I hear Giannis.
Yeah, I'm like
a lot.
Giannis Antetokounmpo. Giannis from Greece.
Like, Google it.
Google it.
I had to do a how do you pronounce it YouTube video of Giannis Antetokounmpo to prove to my friends that I actually understood how to say that name.
People like, you don't understand. I can say this a million times. But listen, so they're about to close out the show, but they're more than that young whippersnapper, man. They got Chris Middleton, who I think was one of the most underrated players on the planet Earth. I mean, defensively, offensively, very underrated.
He's a phenomenal shooter.
Yes.
I think excellent shooter. I think he can take people off the dribble, and I think he can pass and defend excellently.
Me too. And that's why this team is the number one seed and held the number one spot all season. It wasn't even close. It was a runaway.
And you forget about the intensity of Eric Bledsoe.
Love
him. And that strong center of Brook Lopez.
Love him.
And, you know, even got the rookie of the year, Malcolm Brogdon.
Perfect storm of great players. This Milwaukee's team will be a problem.
I think this is the season. Maybe this season and next season, I think that's their championship window. If they take about 2 more years, the team around Giannis is going to fall apart, and they're really not going to be able to retain this one seed and elite status in the East. But right now, next year, maybe even 1 more year, I think solely because of the defense they play, the passing, the way they beat the zone, the way they use Giannis, and as well as all the other players on their team, talking about Chris Middleton, I think they have about a 2 to 3 year championship elite status window.
Oh, I agree with that. Not everyone's window stays open longer than other people's. It varies, and you're right. I think 1 to 2 sounds about right because the East is going to get stronger. New York might bag a couple people if the rumors are circulating that are true and Unk goes in New York and KD goes in New York. I am telling you right now, all that window's going to close faster.
That window's going to close fast.
Real fast.
You saw it. Team basketball is, you know, it's a tough way to play, but it also produces a short championship window.
Yeah.
Take a look at the Atlanta Hawks a couple years ago when they had the 4 All-Stars, the Korver, the Teague,
Millsap.
You know, the Millsap, the Horford.
Yep.
They had about a 1 to 2 year championship window.
Yep.
Now look at the Hawks. They're trying to rebuild through Young and Collins, and while they're doing a good job,
they are.
I don't think they're the one seed. I can look at the stat book and tell you they're not the one seed. Nope. But they had about a 1 to 2 year championship window.
They did.
As all team basketball teams do.
Truly,
even that Jazz team. They had a maybe 1 year greatness window and now they're the 6th seed.
Just like that.
Fifth seed.
Just like that.
Same, pretty much the same thing, but considering how the season's turned out.
Just like that. The window closes just like that.
Just like that.
We already talked about Boston. Philly 3-1 against Brooklyn. Brooklyn had a chance yesterday.
I like that series.
They squandered it. It's a fun series. It's my favorite series to watch right now. Mm-hmm. It's really fun. The Clippers was my favorite because I thought they could do 2-2.
But they let me down.
But 3-1, Brooklyn's going to end up losing this series to a better team. Everyone keep telling me. Everybody. I'm from Pennsylvania. Y'all just want everybody to know. Full disclosure, I'm from Pennsylvania, so y'all need to tell me about the Philadelphia 76ers, because everybody named mama tell me about the 76ers. How this team going to the finals? How this team so great? Ben Simmons is the greatest player ever. This team goes as far as Joel Embiid goes. That's it.
That's it.
I don't give a damn what anybody else says. Do you see what happens when that man takes over a basketball game?
Oh my God.
It was a wrap. He is literally, when healthy, and I hate saying that, man, get healthy, man. Literally, Lord have mercy, man. What do something with your knees. Put a knee brace on. Do some squats. Do some dips. I cannot stand y'all that be getting injured so much. Lord. Mm-hmm. Stay healthy. Unguardable. Unstoppable. The best big man since Shaq and Hakeem Olajuwon. It ain't even close. It ain't even close.
He's pretty phenomenal. The way he plays.
Unbelievable.
The way he shoots. The way he works in
defense,
the post.
Shot blocking.
Oh, my God.
Shot alterer.
He is one of the best defenders, I would say, in the NBA
without question.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to be the reason. He's going to be the reason why Brooklyn goes home. Y'all need to start understanding something here right here. He's the only thing that can keep y'all going.
Uh-huh.
He missed a game in this next series, though. Sweep, sweep, sweep.
Watch out for that Toronto
team. Because Kawhi Leonard. Excuse me. I forgot my bad, Orlando. Hold on. Let me give y'all just do. It's 3-1. It's not over yet. How dare I go into speculation and talk about something that's not. It's not come to pass. Orlando can win three in a row.
I predicted right now the Orlando Magic, led by DJ Augustine and Aaron Gordon and Nikola Vucevic, are going to win three in a row and take over, Kawhi Leonard's championship run. It's going to be, right now, Eastern Conference Finals, like you said, he's predicted right here, Pistons, Magic.
No.
If that's even possible, which it is, I just remembered, Pistons, Magic.
As God is my witness, man.
If that happens, I will buy tickets to that game and fly to wherever it is.
Since it can't be my dream matchup, Milwaukee versus Boston, which I want it to be, it will either be, listen, I got it's Boston and Toronto or Milwaukee and Toronto, and that's it. Because this next series, Philly, if Joel Embiid misses one basketball game, it won't be like the Brooklyn thing where they took the foot off the gas with Joel on the bench and they lost that game. That was the whole series, by the way. That was a series game. You're supposed to come out with 100% intensity. Don't sit here like, oh, we got this, and then get beat by a Joel Embiid-less team. You should have took that series over. Then you would have went up probably 3-1 and been the other way around. Since y'all blew that, I promise you this. If Joel doesn't play all these games in Toronto, they will go home. Toronto is sneaky good.
They are sneaky. The team they've put together. And mind you, they got Marc Gasol.
Sneaky.
They have Marc Gasol.
Off the bench? Is he starting? What's going on with this team, man?
Who knows?
They got a squad, man.
They have a nice team put together. I don't think they have the heart and intensity like some of these other teams. I think the one thing the Brooklyn Nets have that a lot of teams don't have is that heart. They have the
D'Angelo Russell, I love that squad, man.
And the Jared Dudley, who's just forcing controversy.
I love it, man.
And forcing drama between these players. He single-handedly got Jimmy Butler ejected, sacrificed himself.
I love it.
So that, maybe they could win. They lost that game, sadly, because, they took their foot off the brake and they don't have enough talent. Joe Harris really isn't enough. I do think he's a great shooter, but I don't know if he's a great shot creator per se. But this Toronto team, they don't really have the heart. Kyle Lowry's been in the league enough to know we're not winning a championship.
We'll see.
Kawhi Leonard knows he's playing in the cold and kind of has this idea, should I stay, should I go? If you saw just a little, Serge Ibaka has a cooking show because he's from, I believe the Congo. And he cooks all this crazy food for his teammates. And he had Kawhi on there, right? And Kawhi's sitting there at the table. He's, hat on, just like this. Nothing, I'm Kawhi Leonard. And
why are you talking about him on a cooking show for?
It's important. And Serge asks him, he's like, man, Toronto in the summer is beautiful. Like, you're going to love it here. And then Kawhi's like, yeah, maybe. Like, I might like it here. Like, I haven't really been here enough. Like, it seemed to me, and you could see in Serge Ibaka's face, like, oh, he's leaving. Oh, he's gone.
I don't know.
He's gone.
I would be surprised if he does not leave. And I hear Toronto is fabulous. But I would be surprised if he's not leaving. I'm telling you, he wants to come back home. He wants to come out to La La.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm waiting here for you, brother, because I'm telling you right now, if they get any two players that I'm thinking they're getting, LeBron, listen, bro. I'm going to just root for you from a distance. I'm going to be a Clippers fan. I'm going to give you right now. Bandwagon jumping, baby. Because I like good basketball, baby.
But, our bandwagon's going to be bigger than when we got CP3.
Oh, like, Lord have mercy. But listen, listen. So it's very interesting, man. But yeah, just in all seriousness, Orlando, your series is over. You, like I said, you are here in the playoffs.
Oh, we're getting solid now?
You're here in the playoffs, man. You did your thing, man. I commend you. You guys have a nice young core. You're well coached. You're sponsored by Disney.
They are that. I think that's the best thing to come out of this Orlando season is that they're sponsored by Disney.
You look
right here, I think, or here. I don't know what it is. One's a Nike swoosh and one is Disney. The Disney logo. That is the best thing to come out of this Magic season besides one good win against the Raptors and
fluky win too.
We figured that one out. It's such a fluke. I mean, they did have a close game three. It was about, you know, one good rebound from Lowry saved that game. It was about 98-93 in Orlando.
Fair.
But besides for Aaron Gordon staying, this Magic team doesn't have a lot going for them. And all their rookies, you know, they have Markelle Fultz, and they tried the Jonathan Isaac experiment and the Mo Bamba experiment have both so far failed.
Orlando Magic. Y'all are poop, man. Sorry, man.
What, they drafted one guy out of Florida State and one guy out of Texas who produced a mediocre rap song. Not even, you know, didn't even make it. He just, you know, had a name and was... I can't even explain to you why that song was created, but it's over now. Don't worry about it. But that team is, they're done right now, and I don't really see them taking over the East.
Oh, no.
They're lucky to be in the playoffs right now.
God bless them. They were constantly battling against Miami for that A spot. Mm-hmm. Y'all messing up the swan song of the great Dwayne Wade. So y'all really not feeling y'all style.
No, see, but that would have been amazing.
I like the swan song, man. That'd have been real nice. But anyways, man, that wraps up all this playoff stuff, man, really quickly. So who you got? So we kind of been saying it. But who do you have at this point in time, because we're going to come back every week until the playoffs are over, mm-hmm. you have a right to, I will give you, I'm going to make a decree. You have 3 chances to amend your pick. I'll give you 3 lifelines. You can either stick with this all the way or not. So who comes out of the West? But you have 3 lifelines. You have 3 amendments.
I'm going to walk you through this one. All right. So this Warriors team, which I would want to say every single year, Warriors, 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 have not looked not healthy in the way of injuries, but healthy in the way of stable, healthy in the way of successful. But the one thing I think the Warriors can do better than the Rockets, and this is why they are going to be my pick out of the West, not defend. Two things. One, their rotations are incredible.
I agree.
They always have a superstar on the floor because they have enough. And even without DeMarcus Cousins, they get the ball to Andrew Bogut well.
They're better defensively without DeMarcus Cousins. I thought that was a bad pickup. Exactly. They're proving it right now. They look better, do they not? Because DeMarcus Cousins he's not what he used to be already, which is sad. But I'm telling y'all right now, their injuries will keep coming. And I don't know why everybody was so big on Boogie Cousins. This team is a better defensive team without Boogie Cousins. I will rest my case there. Go ahead, David. Go ahead.
Just a speedy hot take right there.
They're better.
I think Kevon Looney, you know, is a nice player off the bench, and I think he can also score as well. You know, guys like Quinn Cook and, you know, all these players, as well as their 3 superstars, 4 superstars. Even Draymond is defending well. He's scoring on the inside. He can hit shots randomly. He's a streaky shooter, but he can shoot. And just the way they play the game, the way they always have somebody having an on night. Curry can have an off night, and Klay can have an off night.
Yep.
And Durant could be doing good and, you know, Klay could be doing bad. They always at least have one 30-point score, in my opinion.
Yep.
It's facts, not an opinion. And that's why I consider them out of the West. And just...
Who's coming out of the East?
Who's coming out of the East? So I got the Warriors.
Uh-huh.
Hmm. See, I don't want to bandwagon off your pick, though.
Uh-huh.
I'm not a bandwagoner. I've been a Clippers fan for my entire life. How could I be a bandwagoner? Do you see how bad that team was? But
who's coming out of the East?
Man, that Celtics team looks good.
I'm not saying they are, because Milwaukee should beat them, right?
They should. But
I'm just not so sure. They listen. Put it like this: my pick is the Rockets versus the Boston Celtics. But I'm telling you, all I keep seeing, what I see is what usually happens, and that's what I hate. So I always try to go away from what I see. Mm-hmm. But I keep seeing every time I go to sleep, and every time I is Milwaukee Golden State. That's all I see. And Adam Silver is dreading that. By the way, I love basketball, so I'll love every second of it. But I'm telling you, it'll be the lowest rated finals in a. About 20 years, probably. Mm-hmm. I'm about to say about 20 years. But I would love that just to see a different team. But the reason why I say Rockets versus Celtics is because, first of all, it's two different teams. It's a hell of a franchise versus a really great franchise as well. It would see D'Antoni get over that hump for the first time, being a championship.
Exactly.
It's a lot of things going on. Plus, I'm telling you guys, it will be the most entertaining series.
And Brad Stevens would finally take this Celtics team to the championship.
I think he would. Wouldn't that be amazing if he bought the Celtics another title?
Oh my God.
Isn't that crazy? And then Kyrie was winning one without LeBron. There's so many storylines here. So you know, that's what I want. This doesn't mean it's going to happen. That's what I want.
CP, you know, getting to the championship for the first
time. You see what I'm saying? There's so many narratives.
So many.
My favorite player of all time is LeBron, as you know, but the greatest player, my second favorite player of all time is James Harden. I tell people that a lot, but he's the only basketball player I've ever seen whose game I want to adopt. When I play basketball, I didn't want anybody's game. He's the first person I've ever seen where I was like, damn, I wish I could play basketball like that dude, man. I've never seen anything quite like James Harden.
I've
never seen anything like
great, him. Not only shooter, but shot creator.
Don't give me that era nonsense. He can play in any era.
He needs about like this much space.
What's small? Yeah, that's about it.
That much space.
That might even be too little. That might be too much space right there.
You give him about this much space.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
It's over.
It's still a wrap.
It's over.
I never seen anything like it.
He can shoot not only over you, but he can step back and he can hit follow away shots better than Durant.
Over, under, around, and through, man. It's like there's the damn hokey pokey when that dude's wearing basketball. You put your left foot in, your right foot out, you shake it all about. Jay Harden is the most unbelievable offensive force I've ever seen in my entire life. Ever.
I agree. And the one difference between, you know, looking at the MVP race, him and Antetokounmpo, is they're two.
Whoever wins it, who cares? I don't care.
They're two completely different players.
Like, if Giannis wins it, whatever.
Whatever. No, he deserves it.
Yeah.
And I think Harden also deserves it. And if they did co-MVPs, give them co-MVPs.
Why not?
I thought they should have done co-rookie of the years. That would have been great.
This is the first time where it could be where to me it's actually on the table for it to be co-rookies of the year this year with Trey and
Luka
Doncic and it's Kobe piece. I wouldn't even be mad at all.
No, I'd be like they both deserve it.
So it's like one of those things where I wouldn't be surprised.
This is one of those things where I wish they adopted the traits of baseball and they did like, you know, West MVP and East MVP.
I really wish they would do that.
West Rookie of the Year, East Rookie of the Year. They're both in the West and the East.
I like that.
If they're co's, they're both in the West and the East.
I like that.
I definitely think, though, Harden will get it more because he's a better scorer and he creates better shots. Not layups, not dunks, not interior scoring, but shots than Giannis Antetokounmpo. And this game really revolves around that three-point line and mid-range, and I think Harden does that way better,
but
to be
honest. But if the sports writers and other voters, if they value defensive efficiency, if they value defense and offense, Giannis should win it.
I think
if they value it, because he plays both sides of the floor, he could actually be defensive player of the year this year. It's crazy. Mm-hmm. So, like, I Giannis should get it, but you know my guy is James Harden. But
of course, they value the scoring, but I do want it to be Giannis Antetokounmpo because of the defense.
Why not?
Because of the intensity and because of the heart. I think Giannis plays for more. You know, Harden, Giannis has such an incredible story. He came from Greece. He got drafted by the Bucks in 2013. He left his family, brought his family over.
He got Milwaukee in the number one seed.
It's Milwaukee.
It's Milwaukee.
A couple of years ago, they were horrible. Their best players are like guys like Ray Allen. Like, they don't have a super, super, super... Oh, I'm sorry, Kareem and Oscar. But besides for
whatever.
That...
Whatever. They were there for like a second and a half.
They don't really have this rich history. Like,
maybe he could be the guy, though.
Even the Rockets have a nice history. You know, guys like Elijah Wan and Tracy McGrady. I think, you know, the Rockets have a nice history. Even that little Yao Ming period.
Woo!
But to take the Bucks...
One of the greatest players ever!
The Milwaukee Bucks to the first seed... I think that means he's more valuable than any other player this season. And it's not even about best. It's valuable.
I agree.
And I think he has more value to the Milwaukee Bucks than Harden has to the Rockets.
Well, I wish they voted on that, but they don't. But no. They don't get me started. LeBron should have 10 MVP, but it's neither here nor there. David, please tell the people where they can find you, man.
Yes,
if you ever get on social media, which is never...
I posted twice this year.
Yo, when you like one of my Instagrams, I was like, wait, he's online.
Oh, I'm online. Don't check.
I almost literally I was gonna have a heart attack. But go ahead.
You're gonna see me. I'm gonna post something soon just for you, and you're gonna
die
completely, just dead. No show next week because Evan T Mac is gone because I'm gonna post something.
Seriously.
David H Bloom, Instagram and Twitter. Come argue with me. As always, go Clips. Go.
3 wins in a row is all y'all need.
3 wins in a row. Go. Go Celtics.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why not?
I like that. I like that.
Evan T. Mac, Instagram and Twitter. I appreciate y'all in the chat, man. Wong, as always. Charlene, Jenna, was good. Yeah, Star Drew. Appreciate y'all. Next week, man, we're going to be here chopping it up, man. The game's going to get less and less. We're going to talk about more and more and more and more and more. Couple things cooking. Appreciate you guys. Take care.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.